HM monitoring.
HM, KO4 NUE.
Go ahead, Chad. My finger's a little scratchy today, but I got you.
Good. I'm struggling to get this truck and trailer down the road. I went up deer camp and stopped off here at this little store on, I think it's Highway 11. And made the lady in there that cooks hamburgers, made her a little mad at me. I didn't mean to, but she gave me an awful looking look and just said, "Man, you don't like my hamburgers?" And all I bought the thing, come out here in the truck, and was gonna sit out here in the parking lot with the dogs and share my hamburger with them. Well, you buy the thing, there's no, you know, ketchup, mustard, anything on it. You gotta, you know, get that before you leave, and I didn't realize that. So I took one bite out of it. And I can't do this. I gotta have some mustard. So I went back in there to get some mustard. I told her, I said, "Ma'am, I gotta have some mustard on this thing." She said, "You don't like my hamburgers?" I said, "No, ma'am, your hamburgers are good. It's just I just gotta have some, you know, sauces on it." And she gave me this awful looking look, but at any rate, I'm back on the road, moving on. How many more contacts have you made, Bill?
Any more. I've just been tinkering around the house and turning the dial some, listening. Hadn't been doing any talking.
Were they having like a contest this weekend, or did you just kind of happen on them?
It's on the air this morning, doing a POTA activation.
I'm getting.
Confirmed, I had 21 in the 45 minutes I was there, but I must have wrote one or typed it in wrong, because when I looked it up, it wasn't valid.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, 20, that's, you know, how long it take you to get those?
5 minutes. It was about one every minute and a half, every 2 minutes. By the time I'm pretty slow compared to most folks. By the time I got it in and was ready to move on, I could call CQ and there'd be a pile up waiting on me.
So what mountains? I know you, that's 20 different sites or 20 different calls?
20 different calls into me from different places.
You got a certain frequency you go to for the POTA, and then you just put your call out there, and whoever's at the park, they jump on your CQ. Is that right?
Almost. What you do is you can be on any frequency. You just call CQ POTA. CQ Parks on the air, and there's people that are hunting for people that are what they call activators, which are the ones at the park. So if you're at the park calling CQ POTA, you're the activator. And if you're not at the park, you're the hunter, and you're hunting the dial for people calling CQ POTA and trying to make those contacts, and you upload the logs to the POTA website. And you get, like everything else, you get points and awards for your contacts and most hunted, most everything else. So that's sort of the gist of how it works.
Have you seen the award for the soda? Who has the highest number of soda contacts?
Summit on the air and POTA on the air are pretty much similar. Instead of going to a summit, you just go to a registered park.
So what I'm saying, though, is if you go to the soda, I guess the main soda URL or website or whatnot, there's an award that you get if you get the most points for the soda portion of it. Have you seen that award? Have you seen what it is? The cheesiest looking pillow. It's a pillow like you lay your head on, made out of this awful looking cloth that's got a billy goat sewn into it. And I mean, it's the funniest looking thing. But you go to, or it may not be the soda award, but I was doing some research on soda and poda not too long ago. And one of them was the billy goat award, which was just, I mean, it's pretty cheesy looking. But, you know, I mean, people were after it. I mean, they are competitive on that kind of stuff, you know.
There's people that want them awards. There's no doubt. I don't really care for them. Don't care anything about them. I just like doing the activation and making the contacts. I upload the logs, so it'll be recorded, but I ain't really worried about the awards.
KJN, I believe. This is KO4NUE and N4WHM. Go ahead.
Guys, yeah, the call sign is Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November. It's Brian. I'm mobile down here on 385 at the end. Just came off of 26. A couple of things. I wanted to check to see how well I hit the repeater from here. But I also do parks on the air and wonder what kind of equipment you use when you activate, because I've always been on the hunter side.
I heard that you were a hunter and you were wanting to know something about the activation. What was it?
Yeah, just wondering what kind of equipment you use and what it costs to get into that part of that side of the park on here.
I use a Zygu G90 20 watt QRP radio. It's a SDR HD radio. I've got a wire antenna M-fed, and I've got a 30-foot extendable pole that I use, and I either put it up beside a tree or strap it to the shelter. And you can get into it for brand new equipment, everything you need, for $500, give or take, depending on exactly how many accessories you want.
And, I mean, the good part about it is being out at the park all day, you know, kind of sitting out there with the birds and the squirrels and what else in the sunlight. Which park were you at?
The State Park in Hartwell, K3727.
Been enjoying parks on the air. Only been doing HF for a few months. That's one of the things I've been doing. I'm about two states away from getting the 50 state award, but I can't find anybody in Kansas, and I don't think anybody in Hawaii has a ham radio.
They'll get there, I'm sure. And they're out there. It's just elusive. You just have to hunt them down. That's part of the fun.
I'm enjoying the hunting side right now. I guess one day I'll get into the activation, because I mean that's where the real skill is in that. Sitting in your garage and talking to people in parks is really easy. But going out to the park and setting up the equipment so everybody in the country can hear you—that's a different story.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, but I need to jump out of here. 73s, gentlemen. I got a call. Got to go. N4WHM.
Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November.
Hotel Alpha November, if I got that right. This is KO4NUE. Yeah, so name is Chad, and I'm on Highway 11 headed toward QTH. And if you want to hang around for a few minutes, we'll ride along.
All right, sounds good. I spent the morning in Columbia down there at a church. I'm on the way back to Greenville. Impressed with how far that repeater reaches.
Oh yeah, we have a net every night at 2100 at 9 o'clock, and every so often we've got one guy that checks in all the way from Johnsonville. Now he's got a I think you've got a beam antenna to do that, but it's kind of interesting. I mean, this thing gets all the way up to, on 85, all the way up to Kings Mountain State Park.
Nickel, I've checked into that several times. I'm not real consistent about it because I got a handheld in the house, and then I got one in my car. The one in the car's got the reach, so it's a little frustrating to get on that handheld. I'll have to get a VHF base station once in a while. And I've heard your voice before, too. Trying to meet some people in person. Wanted to go to the meeting last week at the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, but then the meeting was canceled, so I'll have to wait till next month, I guess.
So whereabouts you hail from?
Bill, right off of Lawrence Road, the Gower subdivision right there, so kind of right in the middle of everything.
Okay, well, my station, I guess the main station is in Campobello, South Carolina, and I've got a deer camp. I'm on the way back from the deer camp up in Liberty on 12 Mile River. And I've been up there today messing around up at the deer camp. I got me a, built me a dipole, got it strung up with my slingshot today, slingshot fishing rod. And I've got it up and made a couple contacts on it. And after that, I decided to pack up and head on back to the house. So I'm moving down Highway 11, got the two dogs in the back, and it has been a beautiful day.
K-8-H-A-N, yeah, that, you can't beat the weather right now, and it sounds like you had the perfect day, just kind of doing what you want to do for a little while and enjoying the day with the dogs, that's for sure.
So I had a really good friend gave me a Omni Pentec radio. I think it may have been made in like the 80s or 60s or something. Actually, probably 80s. I've been tinkering around with it for a couple weeks and decided I'd bring it up here to the deer camp. So I came up last week and set it up and then was going to build my antenna. Got ready to put my antenna up and had a hole in my pocket and dropped all my sinkers out of my pocket, so I couldn't get my antenna up in the air. So I just got frustrated and called it quits. So I came back today to make sure I didn't have any holes in my pocket and got it up and made a contact in Asheville and somewhere in North Carolina. I can't remember what the guy's call was or where he was, but I'm really struggling on the receive though. I've got to figure that out. I don't exactly know what's causing that just yet.
I've got a ICOM 718 radio myself, and I put a dipole antenna up in the trees, and I started with the slingshot and sinkers like you did. Ended up switching over to a bow and arrow, and I've got a couple of scars on my hand from where the fishing line rubbed against my hand. You know, you shoot that arrow, it leaves so fast, it caused a burn on my hand, so I'll have to be careful never to do that again. But antenna in the trees, that's frustrating.
Don't misunderstand me. Now it took me about 3 hours to get the thing up, but I've learned that I've got a little fishing rod I use, and I pulled the little cushion off the end of it, and I stick it in the ground, generally facing the way I want the sinker to go. And then I click the bell and launch the sinker through the slingshot. And if you use spider wire, it works. That works really good. I mean, it took me a while to get the shots placed right, but after you get the hang of it, I mean, it's not that good, but you know, I hadn't thought about a bow and arrow. I expect you'd probably get a lot more distance with that.
Getting the line over a tree with a bow and arrow is no problem. You know, you shoot the arrow up, it goes up as high as you need it to go, it goes out as far as you want it to go. My problem has been, I don't have a straight line between the two trees I'm putting it in, and there's all these limbs and branches and stuff on trees in between, and getting the antenna and wire around that and you know, not being able to reach up and cut them off and all that kind of stuff, that's where my frustration comes in.
D7J.
J, KO4NUE, and K8. Oh, man, I'm sorry, bud. Go ahead, ND7J.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, if you really want to do it easy, build yourself a little air launcher. It's like a potato launcher. And they work great. You can shoot over 100-150-foot tree easily. And also, when you're using a bow and arrow or a launcher, don't stand way far away. You almost want to stand sort of under the tree, just so you lob it up and it comes straight back down. If you shoot it over the tree, you end up tending to put it into other trees, and that's a problem. I don't know if you follow me or not, but I've got the plans to do a launcher. If anybody's interested, just email me.
Yes, sir, I would be interested. Are you mobile or are you at home?
Mobile right now, but I'm about 150 feet from my driveway. But my website, nd7j.com, has got my email on it. And if you email me, I will send you plans. It costs about $100 to build it. And every ham radio operator that's using wire antennas should have one.
Thanks for letting me know. And I'll shoot you an email, sir. Appreciate the info. But, all right, so K8 station. And if you'll slow your call down just a little bit, I'll get it figured out.
Okay, it's K8HAN. I have a lot of trouble with people understanding that. It must be the way I say it. I don't know. On that launcher, is that a tennis ball or a potato, or what are you putting in there to block up the barrel?
The plans that I have online, and you'll understand it. I build a little projectile out of PVC. And I fill it with pennies. And it will, like I said, just send me an email, look at the, you can actually see a picture of it on my website. But if you send me an email, I'll show you how to build it, and I'm telling you what, and they're a lot of fun. That's that.
Email address one more time, it was your call sign at gmail.com, I think, right?
No, my website, www.nd7j.com. Got all my contact information right there.
Okay, ND7J, I got it, www.nd7j.com. Thank you very much for that.
KJ4, Sugar Victor for radio check, please. Over.
Sugar Victor, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. How are you today, sir?
Thank you for coming back to me. Name here is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo. I'm in Pickens and just finished a quick mobile installation. I got to go back and dress things up. I'm sure you understand, but at least I think I'm getting out. Over.
You are just about full quieting. I do have a question, though. Is the vehicle running, or are you just transmitting without the engine running?
The vehicle is off, just going directly from the battery.
I've got 2 or 3 miles left. If you want to start your vehicle up and see if there's any noise in it, while you got me on the radio, we'll see if we can see if any issues. But right now, whatever you're doing, I wouldn't change a thing. Sounds great. But go ahead and start it up and let's see if we got any noise or anything I can let you know about.
And that is certainly a good idea, which I need to do. However, I just ran out to the parking area and in my underwear and sat in the car and fired up the radio, just kind of anxious to make a contact, so I don't have the keys with me.
Well, I don't let people see you in your underwear, I guess. But, oh, that's funny. I'm not laughing at you, man. I do it. I live out in the country, so I keep my britches on half the time anyway, especially out on the porch. But, oh, that's a good one.
Good contact right there.
Say again.
That's pretty anxious to make a contact. That's right there.
That's really it. We're in the country, too. We're in Pickens, but we are somewhat in the country in a private area. And it was kind of warm today. I was doing some work and installing the system in the car for one, and got hot and went in the house and kind of got more comfortable.
Did you install?
Model. I moved, relocated from Sarasota, Florida, first of the year, and finally found a place here in Pickens. I use the APRS quite a bit down there, but I don't think I have any digipeters or whatever they call it here. I forgot now to replicate my APRS signal. But anyway, it's the 710G.
Well, welcome to the area up in South Carolina here. Glad you moved north. Good repeater, good group of folks up here.
I'm anxious to get a mobile unit. I'm doing so much work around the house, I don't really have time to sit in front of the radio and make contacts. But when I'm mobile, and for example, tomorrow I've got to drive to Greer for an appointment, and I thought I could get some contacts that way. So I really wanted to be mobile and use my time in the car to meet the guys locally.
It's, you know, every time you turn it on, there's somebody out there to talk to, so that's pretty cool. And then there's a kind of a core group of, I don't know, 15 guys whose voices I recognize. I've never met any of them myself because of the clubs being shut down for COVID and whatnot, but I'm hoping to do so soon.
This repeater that we're on is located?
Well, I know it's on the top of Caesar's Head Mountain. It would be from a Greenville, it would be northwest, probably about 25 or 30 miles, something like that. But in the altitude, I'm not too sure.
Good coverage, obviously, from Pickens. And I've got a 5/8 antenna and running medium power, which I think equals about 15 watts or so.
I've got a 5-watt handheld and come through pretty good if I'm standing in the right place at the house.
To get plugged in to some of the local activity, I've just been so busy around the house working with a lot of projects here, and just got married and all that kind of stuff, and she's keeping me kind of busy as well with home projects. But I'm anxious. I do have my my permanent station set up pretty much and operate HF in that regard for the most part.
ND7J real quick.
KJ4 Sugar Victor. Good afternoon.
Hey, I just wanted to. I was in my mobile when I came into the house here. The other gentleman, I don't know if he heard me or not, but you can go to my website, nd7j.com, my contact information, or my email is pretty easy. My first name, Bob at nd7j.com, for information and plans on that launcher. And I heard somebody asking about local hams and what have you. The SCDXA, South Carolina DX Association, we meet at Meet Those in Greer the third Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. All are invited. You don't need to be a member. We don't pay dues or none of that. And that is this Thursday coming up. So if you're interested, come on out.
That out. I didn't realize we had a DX club so close. What happens at a meeting?
Everything. We have presentations sometimes, not every week. Really, it's a get-together, shoot-the-bull session with everybody. We talk about things we've been doing. A couple meetings ago, everybody talked about 6 meters and what we were doing on 6 meters. Last month, I told everybody, bring your 4 or 5 best QSL cards. So everybody passed around some really cool QSL cards. This month, it's going to be tell everybody how stupid you are. And bring a story about something dumb that you did that is kind of comical. So it's very light-hearted meetings, you know, no frills, no politics. We don't do any of that stuff. We just get together and we talk about ham radio, DXing, contesting, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, if it's stupid stories you want, I'm your man. I got plenty of those, so I'll see if I can make it Thursday. I'm thinking in my head. I don't have anything that night, so I will do it if I can.
And also, if you send me an email and just put on there SCDXA request reflector access, I'll send you an invitation to our group I.O. board where we pass log information, we pass different things, meeting information. It's a closed group. It's kind of like a Yahoo message board, but it's closed to ham radio operators only. You've got to be a licensed ham for me to let you in there. And there's lots of good information, or if you have questions, you can post them there. People will help you. Lots of different things up there, and it's available to anybody that really wants to sign up as long as you've got a license.
I'll do that, too, and get that access and start talking to people about DX here in the area.
Yeah, and you just missed W4DXCC, which was in Pigeon Forge in September. We'll do it again next year. It's a great convention. 250 or so people, ham radio operators get together. The wives go shopping. The guys play ham, talk ham radio. We have a radio shack set up there. We have presenters all day Saturday. What we do is a boot camp on Friday. It's a whole lot of fun. You'd enjoy it if you're into ham radio DXing and contesting.
I mean, I'm pretty new at this. I do like it, though. I love being able to get on there. I'm probably about, 250 contacts in 6 months or something like that. A lot of them parked on the air type contacts, so it's just exchanging call signs and whatnot. But I'd like to find out more about what's available to do when I turn it on. What can I do with this thing? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, there's the SCDXA. It's a great group. The NCDXCC, that's up in Hendersonville, another great group. A wealth of knowledge at both of those. The Greer Ham Radio Club, again, a wealth of knowledge. This is all geared more towards HF and DXing rather than, local stuff. Those three are the top clubs for DXing and contesting, but you don't have to strictly be a DXer or a contester to attend. So don't take it as though, you know, you've got to be a DXer or a contest to attend. And between those three clubs, the people at those three clubs probably have the best knowledge in ham radio in this area that you'll ever find.
It's about that Greer Ham Radio Club, too, so that's another one I need to check out. I was, I started this whole thing, and we were in the middle of COVID, and nobody was meeting, and it's just been frustrating getting started. I can't put any faces to names yet.
Listen, I don't want to hog it up here. You guys were in the middle of the conversation. I just wanted to let you know I heard somebody interested in finding some local stuff. So there's also a club in Hendersonville, also a very fine club, and there's a lot of clubs around. Like I said, if you shoot me an email, I'll give you all the information you need. I'm going to hop off here. I got to call U-Haul and let them know I returned a trailer. ND7J, 73.
ND7J, this is K8HAN. Brian, I appreciate the conversation. Thanks a lot.
K7J, this is KJ4 Sugar Victor. Appreciate the information. A lot of good stuff there. I'll try to go to your website and figure things out. And I think you said your name was Brian. Is that the guy I'm talking to? Over.
Name is Brian. Bravo, Romeo, India, Alpha, November.
My name's Brian. You have a good evening. I guess I better shut down and get back in the house here. But thanks for confirming that my radio appears to be working. And tomorrow, maybe when I'm mobile, hopefully we won't have any engine noise.
All right. Yeah, thanks for the contact. It sounds like it's working fine. You just go in and either stay in or put some pants on before you come back out. Over.
That more often here. Nice to be in a private area.
Yeah, good talking to you. I'm almost home myself, so K8HAN, I'm clearing your final.
Good talking to you another time. KJ4, Sugar Victor.